Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slippo on Wednesday, the 18th of November. Right, I've got to start with this. Happy birthday to James Jimmy Carrigan, 50 years of age. Happy birthday, James. James has been a relatively long-standing FTS member, jock, Celtic fan. I'll be honest, James, I would never have had you down as being 50. I can't believe that... You're older than me, you old bastard. But absolute top man, James. Lovely guy. Great fun. He comes to the Lingfield race day, been to a few things. He's just an all-round good egg. One of my... See, I told you I like the jocks. But yeah, happy 50th, James. I hope you've had a... The 50th, you have a birthday week, don't you? Don't just have a birthday. I hope you've had a cracking birthday week. I know it's been obviously tough with lockdown. Difficult to make plans, but when this is over, we will meet up, mate, and have a beer. I've emailed everybody in FTS today just to catch up a few things for people who don't listen to the podcast or social media, and I have put at the foot of the email that when this ends, we will be renting a boozer in London and having a right old drink up. But I fear that probably won't be till springtime next year that we'll be able to do that. But happy birthday, Jimmy. I'm sure hopefully a few people on Twitter will wish you the similar. I've been crying this morning. On Twitter, somebody posted a Ghanaian TV presenter reading the Premier League scores. It's on my Twitter for people who do want to have a look, and it's just absolutely killed me. And then Lee, an FTS member, Spurs fan, he found the Bundesliga as well. So this guy's sitting doing his, like, their Saturday version of Grandstand, reading the results. And it's just killed me. I actually couldn't function when I watched the Bundesliga. I just couldn't stop laughing. And my throat hurts from laughing. That's what Twitter's for. Stuff like that. It's good to laugh. Animals and stuff like that. None of the other nonsense. I won the election. None of that. As I say, I have emailed out. We're coming to the end of the final international break of the season. I've not enjoyed this period. Not from just the stop-start of it all and form and people bleating about COVID affecting football, this, that and the other. Now we will have a good 12, 13 weeks uninterrupted. I'm absolutely convinced football will settle down. I cannot wait. I've done so much work over the last 6-7 months on my own stuff. And I cannot wait to get cracking. We had a winner last night in the Telegram group, which was exactly off those processes. I am mega excited about my own betting, so I'm sure I can actually get a lot of that over to people in the trading group and other individuals as well through it. I just think it's going to be I'm really looking forward to it. I'm like a little kid in a candy shop. I know it's going to be a load of work Friday, getting everything out for the weekend, but then... Marvellous. I'm you know, not being funny, we can't go anywhere at the minute, so absolutely looking forward to it. I think I'm going to make an absolute fortune, and I'm going to try and do some Zoom trading sessions for Ultimate Guys over the next few weeks as well, that we can sit down on a Saturday afternoon and I can help you out with bits like the Poisson sheet and things. So all positive going forward. Can he wait? I've not got much today. Obviously, I think there's been a few games in Japan this morning. I didn't have anything there. Pod horses, I've just got two. Been a quiet week. Not been a great week. I think my career as a putting bets on is coming to an end. I had a right ruck with William Hills yesterday. I've been doing it for my mates, and I've sort of mentioned it a few days, but literally to help them out because the shops are shut. And using other friends, you know, cards like you do. Probably got William Hill listening to this. And what do you mean? But they, I've done 12 grand on an account in this guy's name. 12 grand, and then I backed a horse at Fakenham yesterday, £100 at 2-1, where the price actually crashed. I had about 8 different bets of £100 on it for the guys before the price went. It was 2-1, and it just smashed into evens and actually drifted out, and I think it pulled up or fell. But literally, I only had £100 with William Hill, having done 12 grand on the account, and they, 2 minutes later, get an email saying, your account's restricted. I then tried to have a Yankee on four runners they fancied, and only a £10 win Yankee, and they wouldn't take anything. They basically came back and said your stake is above the maximum of zero. So they basically just, you know, they don't say you close, they just stop you having a bet, don't they? So I had a right old set to with them. I don't know how, genuinely, I've been exchanging a couple of texts with Chris Jones this morning, how you guys do it. I really don't. I've got nothing but admiration for you, because I was just in a raging hump yesterday. I had two William Hill and Bet365 shut down accounts yesterday morning. Really based on one bet, and both those accounts I've lost with for the guys over the last 7-8 days. But they only sent me a couple of bets today. I think my time has come. I think that's me done, which I couldn't do it with the football on anyway. But I hadn't done it for so long, I just didn't realise how ridiculous it's got. A company like William Hills can't stick their neck out on a 2-1 shot for more than 100 quid because it shortens. Pathetic. Right, did I do the pod horses? I can't remember. 5:25, Mr. Marvlos at Kempton, and 8:30 at Kempton, my boy Sepoy. That is all I've got bet-wise. I've got a book review, book of the day, book of the week. And I'm going to give this with a caveat, and he's probably going to laugh at this. But this, normally the books I put out have come from... books I read. I have a couple of times mentioned books that I hadn't read when people have in, but this one comes from Gerds. Now, Gerds is somebody I nearly knocked out about 3 years ago. He's probably somebody I'd like to knock out still. I think me and Gerds, if you got a rope, it wouldn't be long enough to separate our views. But he is an FTS member, and he has taken the time to write in. Thank you, Gerds. Yeah, I don't hold grudges, son. To write in with a book mentioned. So the caveat is, I haven't read it. I'm going to mention the book from Gerds because he said it's helped him gain control of his life. I think the people who might disagree with you there, Gerds. I don't know, son. But it is called It Takes What It Takes: How to Think Neutrally and Gain Control of Your Life by Trevor Moawad, M-O-A-W-A-D. Gerds has given a little, he's written a little review. That's what I thought. He thought he's taken the effort. I will not just bin this. Trevor's like a high-level mental coach for American football. That's what sort of interests me. And one of his clients is Russell Wilson. And he's one of the best quarterbacks, Seattle quarterback, certainly in recent times. And Gerds, he's written a full review. Fair play to him. One time, for example, is Seattle Seahawks versus New England in the Super Bowl. Russell threw an interception in the last minute, which had it not been intercepted, then Seattle would have won the Super Bowl. He was one of the very few quarterbacks in the NFL to still stay neutral even after such heartbreak and give an interview afterwards. The following year, he worked harder and posted even better statistics as a quarterback. It's interesting how if anything bad in the past happens, how you have to focus and move on, as future events have no correlation to what happened in the past, whereas if you dwell in the past, it can have negative impacts on your ability to do and create things in the future. As they say, you have to be more in love with your future than any memories in the past. And I do agree with that. I think far too many people do look backwards. Thank you, Gerds. He's gone on and said, I agree with what you said in a recent podcast about positivity is true. It's not always easy to be positive, but it's much easier to create good things from a good place and positivity than a place of sadness. And exactly, you know, that sort of mindset Monday, it does feed into that. So I haven't read the book, but it is the mental side, and that, you know, people always want to look back and moan and whinge and berate their luck and how they're... You know, you do make your own opportunities, you do make your own luck. I was just a normal bloke. I still am a normal bloke. I think the people who meet me know I'm a normal bloke. I'm just very good at what I do because I put my time into it, and I still put my time into it. You know, even now I get people saying, why don't you do what you did? Things change. I think too many people just look for certain things. And I've had bad times. I've had fantastic times. I feel I've got fantastic times coming ahead of me. I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I genuinely cannot wait. And I think, you know, a lot of you will learn from that. So, as I say, I can't I can't say that the book is great because I haven't read it, but certainly Gerd has taken the time to do that, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Gerd. Not often me and you see eye to eye, son, but thank you ever so much for your time in doing that, and it may be something that people want to read. Gerd, you can come on the London drink, son, and you'll probably get the old FTS headbutt. Let's see how thick that neck is, son. There, some of the shite you come out with, but appreciate the book mentioned. Thank you ever so much. So it's called It Takes What It Takes by Trevor Mowerwood. Certainly people like me who are interested in the American football, it might be worth a good read. I will, when I finish the book I'm currently reading this week, I will probably put that on my list for next week. That's that. What else have I got? I know there's something else. I've done Jimmy's birthday. As I say, I've emailed out a lot of stuff for people today. No, I think that's it. I think I'm done. Yeah, it'll be back tomorrow. Might have some golf trades in the Telegram group. I'm going to look at that shortly. Am I done? I think I'm done. I can't even... If I'm not, then it'll come to me and I'll include it tomorrow. But if not, then that's me done. Have a lovely little Wednesday. Weather seems a bit better. I'm going to go for a walk today. I genuinely haven't left this house. I cannot remember the last time I left the premises, which is ridiculous. So I've said to Sam, she's gone off to do something this morning, RSPCA or whatever. I said, when she gets back, we will go for a walk, because I am just sick of sitting at this computer. And if genuinely, if you're stuck indoors, get out and have a walk. The weather's nice. Get out and have a walk for 10-15 minutes. You'll feel better. I promise you. I know I've got a long weekend, so if I don't do it today, I won't get out of here. But do get out and have a walk. Try and get some fresh air, deep breaths. Yeah, that's it. Done. Have a lovely Wednesday. If you go on my Twitter and have a look at that Ghanaian, I promise you, you will laugh. It's absolutely brilliant. Take care, stay safe, and I will see you all, or speak to you all, tomorrow morning.